Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie's got something she wants to bring up, Shmadil.
Okay.
People are concerned.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I feel fine.
I don't mean like, I meant mentally.
Yeah.
You feel okay?
Like emotionally.
Yeah.
You sure?
I think so.
Well, that's, he always does that.
Well, in this.
Wait, what's that? We call it. Remember how he does like.
In the middle.
He'll answer a question and he'll be like, yes, BJ, you need to put that as 552, I think.
Yeah. No. He's indecisive.
Yeah, well, he just did that. He goes, yeah. I'm fine. Yeah, I feel good, I think. It's like, you know.
This kind of came up with you forgetting, you know, the audio piece a few minutes ago. Earlier this morning, if you remember, I came in there and I had to ask you about another audio piece of the Uber Eats guy and all this. And then a couple of other things that have transpired over the past few days.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we got you a notebook.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you see what I labeled it?
Yeah. Dylan's short-term memory loss reminders, 2021.
Yeah. So we got him a notebook, but I think there's, I don't know if it's a sadness. I don't know if it's a, it's happened ever since Carson got here. Okay. So Shmadil was the belle of the ball. He was filling himself, right?
Yeah.
He had all these chicks, like, you know, trying to hit him up on the show and all this stuff. And, you know, he was like the S, right?
Yeah.
And then we get a more attractive guy named Carson, right? Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, right? A little bit more attractive. Just a little bit. I mean, it happened to me too with Amber. It's fine. It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Amber's way hotter than I am.
And one day it's going to happen to me. One of these days.
But I don't, you know, I don't try to compete with Amber. She's much younger and she has her own, you know, way of life and it's nothing I'm interested in. But what I'm finding is Shmadil wants to be Carson.
What do you mean?
How do you say, how do you know that? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you.
Well, what have you noticed?
Okay. First of all, I noticed that Carson has a tattoo. Right?
Yep.
Oh, you do?
Now I've got one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's not visible.
And the only way we know this is because of the workouts, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Have you ever in your life ever heard Shmadil say he wanted a tattoo?
No.
Nope.
Can't say that I have. No.
Well, guess what he does? He wants a huge tattoo of a star platinum.
Star platinum. It's a character from a cartoon.
He wants a cartoon freaking, like Tweety Bird on his chest.
You want it on your chest?
Yeah, that's where I was thinking of putting it, yeah. I've been thinking about it for a long time, like 3 years or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Before Carson got here?
Well, yeah. I've just been indecisive, like you guys are saying.
So he wants to have a huge cartoon character like Elmer Fudd on his chest.
Really?
Well, he's not like Elmer Fudd. He's like a badass. And he's cool.
Elmer Fudd was a badass.
Not as cool as Star Platinum.
He could take out it with a double barrel shotgun.
Yeah. So he's got that mustache.
Most of the time when people get something tattooed on their body, it's got a real significant meaning to it.
Okay? Uh-huh.
It really, I mean, it's deep.
Like I have a heart with music notes in it.
Okay.
Because I love music.
That's meaning.
All right.
Yeah.
And Carson, what is yours?
It's got to do with hockey.
Hockey?
And
okay.
Which is your passion.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. For you, how come a cartoon character is your
your go-to.
Signifies your life, yeah.
There's a show called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is what Star Platinum is from, and he's one of the main characters on it, and he's just like a very powerful kind of
again, how does that relate
guy.
To you?
Yeah.
I want to be like that, so that's what,
so
what
you
I want
to be powerful.
So you're going to have a vision board on your chest.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
So that's what you aspire to be.
Yeah.
All right.
And so you think when you take off that shirt of yours that you haven't washed in five days and you reveal your big superhero on your chest, you think girls are going
to
be like,
how do you think the ladies are going to react to that?
I mean, I think it's so obscure. They have no idea what it is. I don't think they're going to associate it with a cartoon, so I can say whatever it is, whatever I want about it.
What are you going to say?
It's a super buff. I don't know.
It's my favorite cartoon.
Yeah, that's kind of all I got.
That's what you're gonna say.
It's who I wish I was, a super buff guy.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. That's like me going out and get on my chest getting the presidential seal. Because one day I want to be president. I aspire to be president. You're doing it ass backwards, dude. You're supposed to go out and that's why people get mom, because mom meant something in their life. Like, for you, you should get like Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
She means the world to you.
Oh,
that song that you love so much.
I mean,
I want to hold you when I'm not supposed to, when I'm lying close to someone else. You're stuck in my head and I can't get you out of it. If I could do it all again, I know I'd go back to you.
Oh, see, there you go.
I felt the pain.
It's so sad.
That's the portrait you get on your chest.
But then I have a part two.
What?
I mean, we should have probably gone to break, but because that was pretty good. But then he came in here like a little feeble animal.
Yeah.
He's like, Carson, did you really bench press 225?
Oh. Yeah.
That's a lot of weight. That's a lot.
Because they're working out together at Vasa, right? And so we have Carson, who is bench pressing 225, which is a lot of weight.
Yeah, and I can do like 95.
I would have said that.
You didn't have to put a number on it.
Actually?
You didn't have to.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
How many times?
10? Maybe 8.
Pretty good.
Maybe
6.
You've never done it, have you?
No,
yeah. I mean, that's the truth.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.